More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is really just absolutely perfect out there. Sunny and 65 right now. This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, and tonight we'll get the details on the apparent suicide of State Representative John Covello. He was found today in his Lansing home after being pulled over and arrested for suspected drunk driving. Also, you heard the breaking news that FBI Director James Comey has been fired. We'll get some of the details. We'll get some fantastic analysis on that. Let's begin, though, with an economist, an ecological economist at Michigan State University, who was just dismissed from an important scientific review board by the EPA. Dr. Robert Richardson is with us, MSU professor. Dr. Richardson, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to join you.
Yeah, what was it? Now, what did you actually do for the EPA then?
So I was a member of the EPA's Board of Scientific Counselors, which is an advisory board to the EPA's Office of Research and Development. And we give feedback and recommendations on the direction of research by EPA scientists that serves the mission of the agency, which is to protect human health and the environment.
Okay, and what you've said is you're concerned that objective science is being marginalized. What makes you say that?
Well, certainly the responses, even just to this weekend's events, but in the larger narrative as well, the administration and the administrator of the EPA has appeared to be hostile to science, ignoring scientific consensus on important global issues such as climate change.
Mm-hmm. His position is what? There are multiple viewpoints on climate change, is that it?
Yes, but I think that his viewpoint also doesn't reflect what climate scientists agree about this, which is that there's an overwhelming consensus, 95-97% of climate scientists who are practicing in the field agree that much of the anomaly outside of regular climate change is being caused by human emissions of greenhouse gases around the planet. And this administration has at times denied this information or sidelined it. And certainly there's been news recently of it having been removed from their website in terms of data and information.
Why do you think you were removed or dismissed from the board?
To be clear, it would be unfair to use the word removed. I was appointed to a 3-year term along with several of my fellow colleagues. It is customary and typical that at the end of the first 3-year term, members are reappointed to a second 3-year term, and we were told as much earlier this year in January when we met face-to-face.
You met with Mr. Pruitt? No,
we met as an executive committee of the Board of Scientific Counselors. We meet once or twice per year, and at our January 2017 meeting, we were informed that they were preparing paperwork to request the renewal of our appointment. So we were expecting that we would continue for another 3 years. That would be the maximum.
So
you don't serve beyond.
What do you think happened then?
All I know is what I've read in terms of the reactions from the agency in the media, which have indicated that they would like to fill these seats with representatives from industry, which is interesting because it's actually a very diverse, the scientific advisory boards are actually quite diverse already, representing industry, municipal government, state government, and non-governmental organizations. But the second piece that was very interesting is that they cashed this in terms of, we want a board that understands the impact of regulations on the regulated community. And this is, that reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of this board. It is a science advisory board. We've never been asked to consider policies, regulations. We don't approve regulations. It is purely about EPA-conducted science.
And how many members are on the board?
There had been 18. 9 of us would not be renewed. 4 members had already reached the end of their second 3-year term, so that's 13 members that would be rolling off and leaving only 5 with the institutional history of where this board has come from.
Okay, so it's your professor, it has nothing to do with your scientific viewpoints, anything like that?
No, not at all. I mean, and to be fair, while this is disappointing to me and my colleagues, a new administration certainly has the right to come in and appoint its own new advisors. It's a bit unprecedented and also contradictory to what we had been led to believe about the renewal of our appointment.
And what is it, by the way, Dr. Robert Richardson with us, he is an ecological economist at Michigan State University. What is it that industry folks wouldn't be able to analyze that you as scientists could?
But it's not clear to me. I mean, certainly a diverse voice is useful. But one thing that we always like to point out is that as university researchers, we are unbiased and objective. We can review alternatives to different scientific methods and approaches, and have no conflict of interest. In fact, we don't get, during the period of service, we do not get grant funding from the EPA. So in terms of ethics, compliance, and conflict of interest, we are distant from the agency's activities, just providing objective feedback. I can imagine, we don't know what, you know, industry membership would mean. It depends on which industry. But it would be difficult for me to imagine how the regulated community could pass a conflict of interest compliance or an ethics compliance if they're providing scientific advisory on activities that would potentially conflict with interests of their own industry.
The board itself now, does it have industry experts on it?
We have, so the board is made up of these 18 people plus many subcommittee members. Okay. So when you think of the entire board, it does have representatives predominantly from university scientists and engineers that would probably make up half or more. But it does include representatives from the private sector, civil society, municipal, and state government. It's a very diverse group of individuals.
Yeah, did you?
And I think it benefits from that diversity.
Did you have any conversations with anyone at the EPA after the this decision?
No.
Oh, that was it. And so now, what do you think's ahead then? What do you think the EPA is heading towards then?
It's unclear. I've spoken to a number of reporters who have raised issues that have only come out in the past day or two. Mm-hmm. Certainly, aside from this issue that we're discussing, the Board of Scientific Counselors, there was a House bill back in March sponsored by Representative Lamar Smith of Texas that would have dramatically reshaped the Scientific Advisory Board, which is yet a different board within the EPA. The president's proposed budget would cut the Scientific Advisory Board's budget by 84%. There have been reports that important climate change-related data and information and educational resources have been removed from the EPA's website. So taken in totality, I do have grave concerns about the erosion of science throughout the agency.
But the EPA doesn't need, I mean, you're essentially advising, right? The EPA could set any kind of policy it wants to, no matter what you advise. Is that correct?
Well, we advise purely on scientific research,
right,
the direction of scientific research, and, you know, it's alignment with the EPA's stated research strategy.
Okay, so they really need the board to essentially agree with their policies for it to all make sense?
Well, it's to get feedback, to say, you know, look, these are practicing scientists in the field. They work for prestigious universities all around the country. It's a way for the agencies to say, look, we have consulted with scientists who are on the cutting edge of the practice of environmental science, and they have either affirmed the direction that we're going, or they've given us recommendations that we need to go into a new direction.
Yeah.
But that scientific community, that peer review feedback is valuable.
Yeah, I'm guessing the EPA would not want the board disagreeing with what they're doing then, right?
Well, we disagree regularly.
Recommendations.
Okay. We make recommendations to the Office of Research and Development of the agency to say from time to time, yes, you're doing cutting-edge and innovative research in this area, but we make recommendations that in your future research strategy you consider new methods or new collaborations or something that we feel like is a gap in knowledge.
Yeah.
So This is not just rubber stamping what they're doing. We give critical feedback, and they report to us that they take our recommendations very seriously.
Well, it sounds like the board might be changing very soon here. Dr. Robert Richardson, ecological economist at Michigan State University. It's been very insightful. Thank you very much, Dr. Richardson.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, Michael.